Panic.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Hey Miles, what's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing going on.
Nothing?
No. It's a new week.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Right?
I guess.
Right? That's always good.
Yeah, that's good.
What's new in St. Louis?
Nothing.
Well, that's the show.
All right.
The shows are getting shorter and shorter every week.
Wow. Talk to you next week.
All right. Well, next week we'll talk about... I think you want me to start, don't you?
No, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I kind of got a story somewhere here, I think.
Well, pull it out of your ass and let's go.
Nothing really happened in general lately, but we went to the movies. I actually saw a movie that was a new movie.
Oh, I know what it will be, but I'm not going to say it.
Well, take your guess.
If this is not Willy Wonka, I will run around the block naked.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's Fantastic Four.
Oh, no!
Strip like down, you mofo.
Willy Wonka.
No, it was Willy Wonka. I was lying.
I knew it.
I love Willy Wonka.
Yes, I know you do. Yes.
So, yeah, it was Willy Wonka.
You're kind of a big Johnny Depp fan.
Well, no, I don't have the I Love Johnny Depp website or anything.
Yeah.
Like you do, but...
Right.
Now, my wife seems to be a big Johnny Depp fan.
Mm-hmm. So. That's okay.
What can I do about it, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, no, we went and saw Willy Wonka. I really like the old Willy Wonka movies, so...
Sure.
So I thought I'd have to see what was going on with this one, you know, what's shaking with this movie.
You would be like the male Veruca Salt, I think.
Me? The male? Thank you.
Yeah.
I was expecting Augustus Gloop. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
I love the chocolate.
So was it any good?
Yeah, I liked it. It was good. It was different, you know, than the original Gene Wilder.
Right.
And just a little bit. I mean, it still had the same elements and everything, but, you know. Little kids haven't seen it like you and I have, so.
Right.
But I took the kids. It was a good time. You know, I've always thought that, in my slimmer days, which have been getting further away now, that I would have made a good Willy Wonka, you know?
Some people call it the Reagan era, I think. But
Thanks. But
go ahead.
Yeah. But I was thinking, wow, you know, I really could have played Willy Wonka, you know?
You think?
Oh, yeah, totally. I think so.
I mean, was it that good, though? You'd recommend it, you think, or...
Oh, sure, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very Tim Burton-esque movie, but if you like those movies, then, yeah, you should go see it.
That's okay, good. Well...
Good flick. But my story really doesn't revolve. It's about around the movie, not the movie itself, but...
Oh, sure.
I just thought I'd throw in that tidbit of trivia that I always felt like, you know, at least from the Gene Wilder perspective, not from the Johnny Depp being Willy Wonka.
Et cetera.
That's right. You get nothing. But anyway, I always thought, yeah, I could have done that, yeah.
Right.
But, you know, that's the way it goes.
Is this weird movie theater that you've gone to before? Where you got yelled at for parking? Or?
No. We almost went there, but no.
Oh, you
went we decided to go even further away.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. We went. It was another little movie theater because I just kind of like old movie theaters.
Right.
I don't know, but you know that's kind of a thing I got going on.
Sure.
So I found this little movie theater in this little tiny town, and they were playing the Willy Wonka. And I talked my wife into driving probably about twice as far as we would have to drive anywhere to go to the movie.
Okay.
And it was a good time, I tell you. There was, like, nobody there, which was fantastic.
I'm guessing matinee.
Matinee, yeah. It was in the afternoon. Oh. Took the kids and everything.
Yeah.
And it was a deal, a real deal. For $5, Right, per person.
Really?
You got the movie.
Right.
Popcorn and a drink. $5.
Oh, seriously?
I'm serious. I can't That's pass great. A bargain like that.
Hell, I'm heading down there. Where's this at? I'm going down there.
I don't know if I want your kind there, you know.
Yeah.
It'll turn into Six Flags, for Christ's sake, and a bunch of...
Here's my markers.
Yeah, really. Weirdly tanned, belly shirt wearing fatties. How the hell is your belly tan, but your forearms aren't? Well, that's because I wear welding gloves all the time. And these goggles, it's like you're wearing these huge goggles. Oh. Anyway. How could your face not be tan, but the rest of your body is? I usually wear a leather mask in public. But I thought it was a special day going to the Six Flags.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, it's like a little treasure. I was going to give away where it was, but I decided I'm not going to tell you because
then
people will ruin it for me, and the next time I go... It's going to be, like, overcrowded, you know what I mean?
You are a selfish bastard.
I am. I'm a very selfish bastard. You're correct.
You bastard.
Yeah. So we go, and we get our free, you know, we get our popcorn and our drinks. Everybody does. So everybody's got their own personal popcorn and drink, which is even better for me.
Right.
Because I have this problem with sharing as well.
Yes.
And and so that worked out really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all sitting down to watch the movie.
Sure.
And so then it's like, you know, the pee party happens and the pee parade takes off because the kids got to pee. And so my wife takes the kids with her on the little pee parade. Dun, 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 dun. We've got to go pee. We've got to go pee. You know, luckily it was during the previews, you know.
Yeah.
So I got to see the smashing Wallace and Gromit preview by myself.
Oh, there you go.
Which is going to be good, I think. So then they come back from the pee parade, and my wife leans over to me, and she goes, "Psst, your son just pulled a Lauren."
Oh, no.
Now, that doesn't mean anything but to you and me, possibly.
Right.
But that's all she had to say, and then she sits down, you know, and we watch the movie. Well, what that means is... It actually goes back to a further backstory. We had a teacher down at college, and his name was Lauren. And I was working with Lauren in the lab, in the film lab one day on my film, and it had the sound and all this kind of stuff. And he goes away, and he comes back, and his shirt's all soaking wet in the front. And... I look at him, you know, when he comes back in the room, but I really didn't say anything, even though it was quite obvious that the lower part of the, like where his belly would be, was soaking wet.
Yeah.
And I go, I didn't say a word, but he looks at me and he goes, "Yep, I pissed on myself." And to make things worse, I was trying to wash it out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, And I just tried to finish my work and get the hell out of there. Cause,
sure.
Lauren had a tendency to drink all day, especially whenever he didn't have to teach class. So he was pretty well ripped by that time of the day.
TMI theater.
Yeah, it's exactly it. So anyway, my son, who's getting potty trained, was nose up and peed on his shirt.
Oh, boy. Just like his daddy.
There you go.
Man.
So that was one of the funny things. And then after they sat down and I got that information, then the second preview that came on was for The Corpse Bride, which is that kind of Nightmare Before Christmas thing that they got going on there, you know?
I don't know what that is.
You know the Nightmare Before Christmas rose, right?
Yes.
The Tim Burton stop motion. Well, there's a movie called The Corpse Bride that's similar in nature to the look of that, but it's a different story. So,
all right.
And I'm listening, and it's like, it sounds funny. And I realize, you know, a couple of seconds into it, that it's the Spanish language version. So it's la 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 Johnny Depp, Corpse Bride, la 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 la. I'm looking at my wife and I'm laughing and giggling. And it's like there's 25 hicks in the theater here, and nobody's laughing. I felt so out of place because, I mean, it obviously was the wrong trailer because there wasn't, you know. There was no Spanish-speaking people that I could see, but hey.
It wasn't a Robert Ramirez film, was it? Or?
No, no, it wasn't. Blah, 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 Lava Girl, blah, 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 blah.
Musical, musical.
But I thought that was funny, so they got the wrong trailer. So
you weren't in Aurora, Illinois, were you?
What?
You weren't sitting in Aurora, Illinois, were you?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't in Aurora. Okay. Nobody responded, but it was kind of a neat experience, you know.
They all just kind of hung in there, like, cool.
Yeah, well, whatever. Spanish, is you that name it. Wonka. So, yeah, we watched the movie was good, you know. I had a good experience. Much better than Six Flags.
There you go. You got to keep all the markers.
That was my thing this week. Blah, 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 Miles title. Blah, 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 play with penis. Blah, blah.
Ah, serpentado de pantalones.
That's right. That's right. So what's up with you?
Uno ad serpentado.
So what's up with you?
Uno ad. I don't know the word for eye, but...
I don't know either.
uno eye, serpentado.
So what's up with you?
So I went camping with the family.
You went camping?
I went camping with the
That's
family.
A hoot. Did they all use you as the air mattress or what?
that's good. That's funny. That's funny. No, I...
Dad, can I put my head on your thigh? Your belly's breaking my neck.
Your ass is like a pack and play. Jesus. No. You okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're kind of quiet.
I'm trying not to laugh too much.
No one used me as a pillow or a comforter or anything. I was like... It was kind
okay,
of a big...
buddy, you take the left cheek and I'll take the right cheek. Father, and... I slept like a baby last night.
Oh, my God.
I would have slept better if it wasn't for that awful aroma.
Oh, boy.
I swear one time a factory must have got off of work because it was so loud.
Oh, boy.
No wonder Mom calls you Steamboat Willie.
Oh, boy.
So you went camping.
I went camping. I don't know if there's a story here. I'm just going to let you go on a little bit more. So I'm there, and most of my family's there. It's like a graduation party / camping get together, grab ass, you know.
Yeah,
thing.
I hear you.
And I was just an overnighter.
Just an overnighter, yeah.
So I'm sleeping, and now it's become Jurassic Park, right?
Jurassic.
I'm sleeping, and it's about 6 o'clock in the morning, and I get woken up. I'm hearing, ah! Ah!
Yeah.
So I'm like, does my nephew have out his duck call, or what is that? You know, and it keeps going. Like, ah! Ah!
No, I've rolled over on my children.
Yeah, I know. There's my kids breathing for air.
Ah!
Like
Dad!
Little piglets. Like suckling
you
pigs.
You rolled over on his.
Oh.
I feel like I'm in, stuck inside Velveeta cheese.
It's some kind of freaking crows or raven or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
And it won't shut up. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. It's like, ah!
Well, you're camping, man. You're supposed to get up early.
And in Wisconsin, you know.
Wisconsin. Some goddamn Wisconsin crows.
My butt's all itchy.
I don't know what time it is. Stupid fucks. So did you get up then or what?
I got up. Yeah, I had to get up at 6.
There you go.
Son of a bitch.
My God, your world's coming to an end. You have to actually get up in the morning.
I know. Ended up with itchy butt. Itchy butt. We're on the way home.
Itchy butt.
We're on the way home, and everyone has to take a bathroom break, so we go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know.
I swear, honey, I got the crabs at the McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, I got to take a crap, you know.
Oh, of course. And oh, my God. Like, you can't go on a trip with you when you stop the car. You don't have to take a crap.
It's this cruel joke at restaurants and stuff. Either there's toilet paper like sandpaper.
Right.
Or it's almost so Microsoft thin, you know.
You might as well just wipe your butt with your hand. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, like when you go to pull off some sheets, you get like 2 squares at a time.
Yeah.
You know, it's real thin. So I had to wipe with that.
Like,
I wish I was wearing socks. I would have used those.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, 6 hours to go.
Weren't you wearing white socks when we came into this establishment?
Was is the operating word.
Well, now they're brown.
I'm down to 1.
I dyed them.
Right?
I tried to wash them out in the sink, but then I pissed on myself. I cannot handle the sound of running water.
Oh, boy.
So how was the camping other than getting woke up early?
It was good. I had Uncle Daryl show me a dirty joke that was good. He practiced some sodomy on me during this joke.
Oh, jeez. That's lovely.
He goes, Miles, I got a joke for you. I said, what's that, Uncle Daryl? And he's like,
Brown Bend. We got cut off. We'll start again here.
Yes?
Evidently, the FCC was listening to that joke.
Oh.
Uncle Daryl said, click.
Click. Thank you.
We got cut off.
Thank you. High tech here. High tech.
Yeah. So what did Daryl say?
What does wrestling and going to church have in common?
I don't know. What's that?
So Uncle Daryl gets behind me, and he puts me in a half Nelson. He goes, okay, this is a half Nelson.
Right.
If you know wrestling moves. Then he puts me in a full Nelson. He goes, this is a full Nelson. And then he starts pumping my ass, and he goes, and this is a father Nelson.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, that Uncle Daryl, thank you for that.
That's nice.
Thank you. That really brought a lot of fun to the camping trip.
And the kids are witnessing this?
Daddy, we got questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My face was just down there last night.
Get out of here, you brown nose.
Oh, my goodness.
So, quite a fun time.
I guess so.
Quite a fun time.